everybody, and welcome to The Rude Awakening, where you start your morning with two eggs and a stack of hot takes. Today, we actually got three eggs, so it's a three-egg platter. I'm your host, Kyle Rudart, and I'm joined by two esteemed guests of mine, both basketball connoisseurs, I would say, of the NBA. I'm with Thomas McGann and Dylan Sissian, both watch the NBA religiously, I would say.
For sure.
And boys, yeah, well, let's just say what's up. So Thomas, how are we feeling about today's episode?
What's up, guys? I'm happy to be here. I just want to thank Kyle for having me. Looking forward to it.
Anytime.
Dylan? I'm pretty hyped about this. You know, I haven't done one of these ever, so should be fun.
Let's get it, boys. So, you know, NBA playoffs, each series, two games in right now. How are we feeling about, well, I think we're all Sixers fans here, right?
Yes.
How are we feeling about the Sixers Knicks so far? Sixers down 2-0 in the series.
Well, I'm not feeling good for the fact that the Sixers are down.
Yeah.
Did not see this coming.
Yeah. Game two, man. That was, it was a mess. Brutal. It was a mess.
The ending killed me.
Yeah. I mean, was Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Brunson. The refs taking back that call that Hart had on Maxey, that, you know, they actually like regretted calling it that way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hart specifically has been killing us all series. He's averaging 14 rebounds a game.
Man's a dog on rebounding.
He's the third in rebounds in the entire NBA for the playoffs. It's unreal.
I think it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, we want the Knicks. And like, they're still a playoff team. You know, there are.
I can see for a reason.
You know, like we talked about,
you know, the Bucks were.
At breakfast today, we talked about the play-in and all that. They weren't a play-in team, right? They made the playoffs legitimately. So. Yeah.
And this is without Julius Randle, too. The Knicks are doing this. We all know they're a great team. But you know the Sixers, they don't feel like a 7-seed team when they're clicking.
No, not at all.
I mean, right now, it's both games have been very close. It's definitely been the most competitive series. This and the Lakers-Nuggets, which we will get to, I would say. But yeah, Sixers have been fighting for it. I mean, Maxey's, I mean, he won Most Improved Player for a reason. He's been awesome in the series.
Yes,
both games, he averaged 35 points over both games.
Yep.
Yeah. I think he's like third in the NBA currently. Because each series has gone two games. He's definitely, he's top five right now.
Yeah.
Embiid kind of looking a little rough, I would say.
Well, I mean, you can't expect much from him when he just came back
from an injury.
He's just trying to nerf his knee. He's not in shape, you know.
No, he's trying to get back to it.
Supposedly, I saw that he has a hidden eye injury, so that's something that definitely worked out for.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was a rumor, right? That wasn't confirmed yet?
No,
the injury?
It's not confirmed, but, like, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's adding up that makes sense. There's literally clips of him blinking with one eye.
He's going to have to bring back that fucking Phantom of the Opera mask.
Oh, my God.
Sing a little song. Yeah. Try maybe put the Knicks to sleep real quick. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, they're playing at home today.
Yeah, that should be great.
So this is going to be really. We're filming this Thursday right now before all the games tonight. So you think Sixers take the? They have to win both games at home for this to be a series.
For sure.
Yeah. They have to.
Bro. If they lose one game at home, it could be detrimental.
They're home, so I mean, it's a lot different than obviously being in MSG. MSG is a hell of an atmosphere, but you're at home in Philly. Everybody knows what Philly is. Look at the Philly, look at the Eagles. Even when the Flyers were somewhat decent, like you're here to mess around. You're not here to mess around totally.
I mean, we saw, like, Maxey can play under those lights. Embiid, he's getting back to his shape. I mean, but let's talk about the supposedly third best player in Sixers, Tobias Harris. I mean...
No.
You know,
not
all right. The third best player. This has been the episode, guys. And now I'm playing. Yeah, I mean, Toby, man. Obviously, you're on the last year of your contract. I think he's the second highest paid player behind Embiid.
Yes.
If we're going just off, this year.
Yes.
I mean, look. Nick Nurse, we saw in the play-in game against the Heat, took Toby out. He knew, like, he makes those in-game adjustments. Nick Nurse is top five coach in the league, I would argue.
I agree.
Because he can read that Toby is not the hot hand. Doc Rivers would keep Toby in.
Yes.
He would be like, oh, you can shoot your way out of it. Sometimes you just can't do it. You can't do that.
I think the unfortunate thing with Toby is that it's... On the off chance that he gets hot or whatever, it's you can't take him out. I mean, like you're gonna have to at some point, but on the off chance that he does get hot, then you gotta leave him in. Unfortunately,
he's a very inconsistent player. Yeah. That's the thing with Toby. Like, you know, you can get 20 points out of him, but next game you'll get like 8. I remember seeing. I think it was the first game with the Knicks that he was in the paint. Got 3 rebounds and missed every single layup.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that was the most frustrating.
I went on Instagram the morning after, no context, Philly literally just posted the, like,
it's
report.
It's
like,
man.
Rebound, miss. I was like,
dude. And you always see the comment of Jimmy Butler over, Vice Harris over me with the Jimmy Butler.
That's and you think about that, you're like, dude, that team, what it could have been if we just kept Jimmy over Ben Simmons and Toby. Yeah.
And, we also kept Brett Brown over Jimmy, too.
Don't even get me started on that guy. Oh, my God.
This would be a longer episode. But, yeah, so I think, what do you think Sixers got to do to tie this series up? But, yeah, win both games at home, but, like, how do they do it?
It's got to be a statement tonight. Like, it has to be. It doesn't have to be we beat you 120-90 like it was last night with Thunder and
Pelicans, where they just Thunder smoked them. We'll talk about that, too.
It doesn't have to be that, but it's got to be at some point third and fourth quarter, the Sixers were just killing them. You know, they just knocked the wind out of them. They took it out of them. So I think it's got to be dominant tonight for the Sixers.
Yeah, 100%. You got to come out and shoot on all cylinders. Because the thing about the Knicks, I would argue, they are the deepest team in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's them up for the East and then the Nuggets on the West, I would say. The guys they could pull out, and this is without Julius Randle still. Yeah, hold on. I said the guys they could pull out, not the guys are pulling it out. Anyway, I mean, they've been winning these games with Brunson not being the Jalen Brunson we saw in the regular season. We know he can, like, just kill it in the playoffs. We saw it last year.
He's not ready for playoff ball yet, like, based off these two games.
Well, you've seen,
I know he has.
He has it in him.
Before with the Mavs. He definitely has it in him. Yeah. But
like, if they win the series second round, I think you would see Brunson lock.
Yeah, I think the only difference is, like, last time he was in the playoffs, he had Luka. He didn't have to be that star. And
when they went to the conference finals.
Yes, and he's supposed to be the star of this team. So he's trying to settle in still, like you said. Yeah. They go to the next round. I think we're going to see that star power again.
Yeah,
I'm honestly hoping we don't, and the Sixers.
We were hoping Sixers win. But,
I don't know. I think for tonight specifically, I think the Sixers need to control the paint, rebounds specifically.
They have the man. They have the big man advantage. You have Joel Embiid.
Yes.
Going over Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson
needs to play. Bamba desperately needs.
Yeah, Bamba needs to play.
That's another thing. I think they can just suck.
You can't have 6 foot eight Paul Reed playing against Mitchell Robinson and Hartenstein. It doesn't work like.
But Paul Reed's the goat, man. What the fuck?
That's a good argument.
You got a good point, but
yeah, trust the Paul says. That's what we do here. All right.
Put Paul in a power forward. That's fine, but you got to play Bamba center. It can't work that way.
And the thing is, the Sixers on paper they have a pretty deep team. Like, this is the deepest team I've seen since the 2019 run when we had JJ and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle Lowry's doing his thing. Buddy's been Buddy's been the most disappointing player besides.
I had such high hopes.
Yeah. When it was our biggest dream. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. If he starts connecting on threes during the playoffs, oh my gosh, we're going to be so excited.
We would probably win. Because he's not, last game he was like over, he didn't make anything.
He's not even getting that many minutes now.
No, they've been cut. It also doesn't help that we don't have D'Anthony Melton right now.
That's another
big thing. Defender.
When he comes back, hopefully he comes back soon.
Our defense would be so much better with him and Lowry on the perimeter. Definitely. But yeah, I mean, like we were saying, the Knicks, they're a great team. We still have Sixers in what, seven? Six?
I think the game goes to six either way.
I think so. The Sixers can win four straight.
Hypothetically. I think they can. I think if they get rolling in these next two games, that it could be huge for them.
I think it goes seven. I'm gonna say Sixers as holding out for hope. If Toby stops being inconsistent. If Melton comes back in the series, we need
Melton comes back.
He needs to come back. Kelly's been doing great. He's been our third best player, I would argue. Him or Lowry.
Yeah. Lowry's been big.
Lowry's been huge. I mean, we know he's big.
Big veteran president. He doesn't skip like that.
No, he squats every day. But yeah, Dylan, you think Sixers in 6-7?
I would say probably six. Say seven. I'll say seven.
Yeah.
If they don't go and make a statement in one of these two games, then I don't know.
Yeah, they need to win both of these home games and catch Brunson on a bad day. Maybe try and out rebound Josh Hart.
Oh my gosh!
Because you consider how tall we're a taller team.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have Josh Hart jumping over. I'm like, Toby, just fucking jump.
Well, in my eyes, we have like a smaller lineup besides Joel, obviously.
Yeah.
But then you look at the Knicks, and they're even smaller.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like, seriously?
They have Hartenstein for the height.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Nova never ran a big man lineup.
Yeah, that's annoying.
The Knicks are literally just Villanova. Yeah. Wildcats. Yeah.
I mean, it's the running joke, but when they were at Nova, their tallest guy at some point was a 6'10 bench player.
Yeah.
So
like Eric Pascal.
Yeah.
Like Jay Wright never ran a big man. So
no. That was never his thing. I mean, and Thibodeau's been doing great things. Thibodeau's been awesome.
I can't hate on him.
Good coach.
The whole thing with Thibodeau, like why people hate on him, was because he would play the hell out of his guys like Derrick Rose, and you could say that's why he got hurt because he would play so much Joakim Noah and Jimmy Butler. But he's using the deep team. That's why we think he makes because he actually uses like 11, 12 guys. Like you'll see Alec Burks coming in at like the 10th spot. He does, obviously.
Oh my god, we had Alec Burke, let's bring him back too.
They're like, let's
put all the guys back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like he has a number of guys.
Back together.
Dude, Taj Gibson, see what he's up. Dude, how old is he? 50? Nah, he good. He can still ball. But yeah, so we talked about that series. So we all think Sixers and we're holding out hope right now. But Knicks are a threat. I think if the Knicks win the series, they go conference finals. I think they get past Bucks or Pacers. Let's talk about that series. Bucks Pacers next.
All right, well, regardless, I think whoever wins is losing next round.
To whatever team wins this series.
Yeah, that's how it has to be.
You think so? The whole thing with Bucks Pacers tied one apiece right now. Siakam's been amazing. Both game.
Oh my gosh, beautiful.
And over both games, averaging the most amount of points of anyone in the playoffs. 36. I think it's like 36 for two games. Obviously, it's been two games, but still, that's awesome contribution.
Yeah.
What do the Bucks got to do to, I guess, like take the lead and take the advantage against the Pacers? And you lost one game at home. That's not ideal, obviously.
No, not at all.
Get their shit together. I mean, at the end of the day, right? I mean, they are. You're playing against Tyrese Haliburton, who was first half on fire. Like, he looked surefire MVP, or not MVP, All-Star candidate, you know, maybe first team.
I mean, he was the starting point guard for the All-Star team.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know, he looked that good, and he has been not god awful, just hasn't been himself.
Yeah.
And you're playing against.
You got to wonder if that was with the Siakam trade, bringing another star.
Right. And so now you're playing against Siakam and Turner. So if you're the Bucks, I know you're missing Giannis. But your team isn't just Giannis, right?
They also have a deep team.
Right. They have Middleton. I mean, they have
plays the same six guys.
So. Lillard, so. Yeah. And Brooke Lopez isn't, you know, what he used to be, but he's still pretty good.
You got Bobby Portis. Like, you got a good team. I think it's a matter of coaching.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers uses the same amount of guys. He never utilizes the team. And when he does, he's putting out fucking Thanasis on Antetokounmpo. Puts the ass in Thanasis.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think if the Bucks lose this first round, them and the Suns, I'm like, they're on disappointing watch. They're on bus watch.
Oh, my God.
Because you have, right now, Dame, once again, trying to carry a team into the second round.
That's what I was going to say. Without one sleeper thing to watch is, like, he has had to carry a team in the playoffs.
Again.
He knows what he has to do.
He went to the Bucks to avoid this.
Yeah. And look at him now.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah.
He's carrying it again. Because, like, I'm not blaming... Well, Doc Rivers is a huge part of blaming they lose first round.
Obviously. Oh, for sure.
But I'm blaming more Giannis. One, you're not playing. And I know injuries suck. You got Adrian Griffin fired. He's like, because the Bucks are Giannis's team.
Yeah.
The Bucks,
they have to listen to him.
They revolve around him. Yeah. He won them a championship. And Giannis is top three in the
multiple
league.
Multiple MVPs. Yeah. Like, that's your guy.
But he's making GM moves.
He said.
But he thinks he's like LeBron when it comes to GM and making the right roster moves. Like, LeBron was like, give me Kevin Love for Wiggins. That worked out perfectly. Won the championship. And Kevin Love was huge for that. But Giannis is making the same moves, like, oh, I don't like Adrian Griffin coaching, even though you're the fucking second seed in the East. You're winning games. Like, I don't get that. Oh. And I know they didn't look great.
I know defensively they didn't look good.
Terrible.
They looked defensively bad. But at that point, that's a practice adjustment. You know, you're still winning games.
It was a first-year coach, too.
Right. When they fired him, they were still very above winning record. And it's like, when you fire a guy like that, you know, it sucks. But at that point, go make the coaching adjustment.
Yeah,
it's hard to do, but if you're winning games, go make the adjustment of practice. You don't have to fire them like that.
And they fell to the third seed too. Like, they were, like, before when they had Adrian Griffin, they weren't that far behind Boston.
No,
like, even like, because their offense was real. Their offense was really good before they fired Adrian Griffin. Even though defense, like you said, was one of the worst. I think it was like bottom 10.
Yeah,
for what should be a top 5 team. But yeah, I mean, like, you fire that guy, and now you get Black Mike Budenholzer, Doc Rivers. You know, the guy you fire. I still don't know why they fired Coach Bud, man. Like, he was, he won you a championship. And I know you lost in the first round to the Heat last year. That's because you had playoff Butler.
I was going
to
say, that's the Heat.
And also, you dealt with injuries last year with Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
And
well, all those coaches did get fired, like, on that note. Like, Nick Nurse was fired.
Monty top Williams, five coach in the league.
Monty Williams was fired.
Well, we see why now.
Monty's different story.
Everybody that has won a championship at some point in the past couple of years has been fired last year. So.
Yeah. And they fired Doc Rivers after his hired Doc Rivers after his ESPN job. They were like, "Oh, he's got good analysis."
Yeah, seriously,
that's the mind we need for our team. That's the guy.
I could see who scores the most points on some days.
Yeah,
we'll just throw him out there.
He's like, "Pat Bev, you want to play 48 minutes?" Just like, yeah. So the Bucks,
Pat Bev, man.
So what's Giannis's injury again? It's like
his calf.
Calf injury, but it's by his Achilles. So they have to be careful. Otherwise, if it can move, and if it moves. See you to the Achilles.
Yeah.
And there goes the season.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, the Pacers could, with Coach Carlisle and the team you have, they could close out the Bucks.
Easily.
Yeah, they're going back home in Indiana. Siakam's been playing like an animal. The defense is good still. You got Miles Turner. Haliburton can cover. They have a deep, and there was a lot of deep teams in the playoffs, obviously. But I would say, Pacers are able to utilize like a high scoring team. Obviously, the defense is atrocious. We know that. Miles Turner is like the only one holding, like, able to keep them. Like,
he's a great defensive.
Yeah, without Miles Turner, they would get 160 scored on them. Yeah. Let me say that instead of like 130.
He's a perfect fit for them. He does exactly what he has to do on the defensive end, and he's
not a lot of people talk about Miles Turner.
Yeah, he's a big sleeper.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now, do you think Giannis comes back in the series at all? I mean, they might force him out if they get this.
I've been hearing mixed things. Yesterday, I got a notification saying he isn't even able to run yet in scrimmages. Today, somebody at school tells me that he might be playing tomorrow. And I was like, I don't think that's happening.
I think if they're staring at the barrel game 7 or game 6,
they're going to force him out.
They're going to have to. Because at the end of the day, it's an Achilles injury that, you know, they're not quick to heal from. But it's a lot better than him tearing an ACL, knock on wood.
Yeah.
If he tears his Achilles, there's a chance he misses a little bit of next season, but not the entire year. You know, you have to win if you want to. That's right. The playoffs.
And you can't just hope that Dame carries you again. Right. So, honestly, right now, I'm feeling Giannis doesn't return for the series. I'm thinking Pacers in 7. I have a lot of series going. A lot of the first round matchups I have going 6-7 games because they look back and forth like almost all of them. There's one series I think actually might be a sweep. And it's a sweep I did not think going before this playoffs. It involves two superstars on a team trying to carry. But yeah, you guys think Pacers Bucks?
Gonna say Pacers in 7.
I think Pacers probably in 7.
That's wild, man. Good for the Pacers having a breakout.
It's time finally though. I mean, they've been
before season started. I had them doing solid.
They've been neutral for 5-6 years now.
Ever since they traded to Paul George to the Thunder, they've been pretty bad. And just what a great trade that was, trading Sabonis for Halliburton.
That honestly, it turned out beautiful.
It saved Indiana. Now you have Siakam too.
Sabonis is bad by any means.
No, he's been helping out the Kings a lot.
Exactly,
but it's like it didn't fit with Turner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now we're gonna go to the East and go to the Celtics Heat, where now that series is tied up, man, the Heat tied it up last game with Tyler Hero being him. Jimmy Butler whisper in his ear, say some advice, being like, you know the ways, young Padawan. And then took the reins, Tyler Herro, and tied it up. I mean, I still feel like Boston can win this series if they just get under control. But, I mean, you're going against Coach Spoelstra, who I think is best coach in the league currently.
Yeah.
And Joe Mazzulla, who I think is not he's a solid coach.
He has a great roster around him, I'll say that.
You have the best starting five in the league.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, you guys want to give anything, like, any analysis? Like,
Rue Holiday, I'm going to be honest. I think...
What happened?
I thought he was going to be huge this year for them.
It was a big trade, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't hear much about it. I think...
You lost some depth with Brogdon and Robert Williams, too, and acquiring Rue Holiday.
Yeah, but he has been in the playoffs. Him and Derek White, both defensively.
I think Derek White's been awesome. Oh, but, like, my gosh. Defensively,
I think they're going to be really good to shut down the other team. I also think the Celtics are still going to win the series. I think it's just going to, as good as Spoelstra is, I think it's just going to
be. He will drag it out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the opposite. I think the Heat can win it all. I think the Heat can pull it out from under them.
And win the series.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
I mean,
have you been watching like the series, like Bam on Porzingis? Bam's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. He's been...
Porzingis was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown has no left hand.
Been known.
It's a matter of Tatum if he can like keep, you know, holding this, like putting the Celtics back up.
I think with that Heat team, it's if they can play as a team, they are disgusting as a team. They are very, very good.
It all comes down to that coaching too, because it'll be unknown guys like Nikola Jovic.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, and he'll
Duncan Robinson.
Heywood Highsmith, who was a bust for us, comes in and starts getting.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson doesn't do much, but sometimes he has a good clutch too.
Duncan Robinson, Sheen from Jimmy Neutron, like he's been doing awesome. I mean, the whole Heat team, Spoelstra's best coach in the league. They had the depth. And they get, I mean,
and then we have Jack Harlow's best friend, Tyler Hero.
Yeah, man. We got to make another song. Got to make a sequel to that one.
Seriously.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that's where the Heat beats Boston is that depth. Because I've been talking about the depth for every team. Boston does not have
a
lot of depth.
Last
year, it's the starting five and 40-year-old Al Horford
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Last year.
Forgot he was around, honestly.
Oh, well, he'll remind you in case we play them in the conference finals. Yeah.
Yeah,
like it beat your mind. Yeah, but I think Celtics win in 6. Still, Miami's. I mean, they could put up a good fight in case Jimmy Butler returns, but Jimmy Butler during the regular season was not looking like himself. And I know that during their season, he's not usually that same cat as he is in the playoffs.
Yes,
but this year was a little different, where he was like a whole other level of like not good.
Yeah,
whenever he played,
and they look questionable for a while throughout the season.
I was questioning if they would win that 8-seed play-in game. I knew we would beat them. But it was close. So, and it's because of that coaching.
Yeah, after Jimmy got hurt, I honestly wasn't sure if they were going to make the playoffs in that next game.
Right.
And then they got to play the Bulls.
They were like, oh, right, that's right. There's only eight teams in the East that can actually win games.
Kobe White used all of his power in that first game.
Yeah, it can't be just him. I think Celtics in six. Tommen, what do you think?
I think if Jimmy comes back, I'm going to say Celtics in seven.
Another seven-game series.
But if Jimmy doesn't come back, I'm taking the Celtics in six.
I think Heat in seven, and I think Jimmy comes back pissed. I do.
For vengeance.
We're talking about the guy that wanted to throw hands with Kelly Oubre because he
landed on his leg.
Dude, poor Kelly, man. He's been getting smoked. Kelly's been getting hit by a car.
By a bike, dude. He was
fine. Him and Dante DiVincenzo scrapping.
But I mean, you know, if Jimmy's going to come back pissed and he's going to do what he has to do. And yeah, I don't think they're going to stand in his way.
100%. They have the guys sort of surround Jimmy to help him out, too. I mean, they tied the series up at TD Garden.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing in Boston.
That was a big game to steal.
Exactly. Winning game two in Boston is a huge steal. And, I mean, they could definitely. That's why I love that we won that playing game to get the seventh seed. Because, one, I didn't want to face Boston first round.
For sure.
Because we would lose. and secondly, the Heat and Boston, you know, rivalry the past few years, we've seen how competitive it is. Yeah. And they know each other so well. Like, mm-hmm. I know, like, Tatum can know Butler can know Tatum. Like, it's just like that kind of, like, rivalry.
That's another thing. If Butler comes back, I know they have good defensive guards. Don't think Tatum or Brown is stopping Butler when he gets hot.
If he gets hot, yeah.
I don't think it's happening.
And if Bam keeps locking down Porzingis right now, because that Porzingis was their biggest acquisition.
He was minus 32 for his plus-minus last
wild.
Night. That's
wild.
That's unreal.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing that Porzingis we saw right now in the Mavericks in the playoff run they had. Like, just non-existent. It was like Brunson took that second man spot. But yeah, Dylan, I can't believe you're actually saying Heat in seven. That could, I mean, if Butler comes back, I guess it could happen.
That's a good underdog story.
That's fair.
I would be ecstatic. I'd be like, yes! We can actually go to the finals if we win, obviously. If not, it'll probably be the Knicks.
Hey, don't forget about the second round, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. And let's talk about the last Eastern series, Magic Cavs.
Cavs in four.
In the series that no one's been watching. You think that's going to be the sweep?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I wasn't thinking that was going to be the sweep.
I know which game you're talking about still, but I think
this one's it's in the West. But I think, Magic, they're a great defensive team, but they're lowest in three-point, attempts.
Yeah.
I think with the
second lowest,
the Magic, it's good. It's good for them. They're in the playoffs, right? They've been
They've
been horrendous for years now. Yeah. And right now, this is a start for them. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of those things where they're going to get here. They're going to learn from it. Paolo's going to learn.
I love Paolo. I love
Paolo.
They're going to go out and hopefully in free agency this year get somebody. I don't know exactly what they need, but I hope they go out, they get something, they draft something, and they'll go from here.
Yeah.
I think that's all, honestly, I could say on the Magic. I don't have much faith otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
In the best way possible, the Magic are such a young team. They have some amazing pieces, especially Paolo. The thing is, their guards, they're great coming out of college. None of them have blossomed.
No.
I hate to say it. And they go out, they get Anthony Black this year. They don't even use him. They barely use him.
I mean, Suggs has been proving himself as a defensive guard.
He's definitely been getting better and better. But I'm saying he didn't have that Gonzaga, shot.
Well, I'm saying, as a defensive guard, he's one of the best. I love his defense. But you think his offense would be great as well, also, which we saw in Vaga, which his offense has been shoddy. I mean, the Magic are a defensive team. That's their claim to fame.
Both of the teams in the series are top five in defensive playoff ratings.
Yeah, I mean, the Magic, they've been great on defense. But you saw, I brought the stat that they're lowest in points scored.
Yeah.
3 points attempted. We saw it all year. They need 3-point shooters. It doesn't have to be a big free agency acquisition after this year. They just need some 3-point shooters.
I think Klay Thompson's free. He can teach guys how to shoot.
Bench, teach, sell kind of shoot. Gary Harris is still there.
I was going to say Gary Harris.
Gary Harris.
He's ahead of the time.
He teach Franz to get better. Franz.
Franz has been big.
He's their one 3-point shooter.
Yes. Yeah. I know that they are losing this series, but he has been playing.
Yeah, the Wagner brothers, both of them. Yeah, definitely Magic got to keep Franz.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know they were brothers until a couple weeks ago.
You didn't know Mo Wagner was
Wagner's brother? It was halfway through the season.
That's wild.
They
look so much alike.
I know, but I thought it was just a weird coincidence.
Are you watching the games with hands over your head? I mean, if you're watching Magic, I was watching back in November when they were killing it, early in the season. I was like, oh shit, this is a competitive team. And then
I don't know. I've thought about it, but I just never processed.
I never realized that. I mean, I remember because I remember seeing Mo Wagner play for Michigan when they went to that final.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Against Nova. So I mean, Dylan. I mean, the Matt. Yeah, overall, Cavs have been looking really good in the playoffs because at the end of the season they were looking a little shoddy.
I don't think the Cavs though are going to go too far in playoffs. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with them. But at the end of the day, it's just this is a shitter series. This is
This is literally like whoever.
This won't be a 7-game series of the worst team's going to win. This is going to be the better team's going to win, and then they're going to get decimated by whoever.
I mean, you know what's bad when during that.
Play the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know what's bad when during that playing game between Sixers and Heat? I'm like, this could be the conference finals.
Yeah.
Between the 7th and 8th seed currently. I can definitely see this happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's bad when that's like the Magic Cavs, because they were like one game away, or they were tied from being in the play in. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the Cavs, I think their biggest problem is the Cavs, even though I think the Cavs are going to win the series in like 5.
Yeah.
Because Magic have no offense compared to the Cavs. I think the Cavs' biggest problem is that Mobley and Jared Allen do not work together. We thought Evan Mobley would work on his 3-point shot, and it has not happened. Not really. And they're very similar. They're both tall guys that are great rim protectors.
Yeah.
But none of them can go out and have no floor space, and they can't get in that corner and get the shot off. So, I mean, like, if you're the Cavs, obviously I think you win the series, but you lose in the next round to Boston or Miami.
That's why I think this series ends as a sweep, because, like we said, the Magic don't have 3-point shooting, and those two big men have been great. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Jared Allen is getting so many rebounds.
Yeah,
they're just locking everything down.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Magic can start spreading the floor, they might be able to do something, but I think the Cavs are still going to win it easily.
And obviously, they're great in the paint and the defense. I was talking, like, next round, like, offensively, like, how are they, like, the Boston or Miami's going to outscore those guys, I think. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, should they trade Mobley or Jarrett potentially next? Although I think they're going to, I will keep Mobley, probably.
That's what I was going to say.
Because he's younger. But I think Jarrett Allen's been proven how awesome he is, but he might get traded after this year.
But, I mean, if he's proven to be that good, maybe some teams will give something good back.
Because when they were at their... I'll be fine with that. But yeah, honestly,
Andre Drummond as backup.
Andre Drummond get him back. Yeah, I do miss him. Yeah, I mean, when we saw like Mitchell and Jared Allen, when they were, it was just those two, and Garland Mobley are out, they were playing awesome. Yeah. Like it was just those two with like Strus, like just shooters around them.
Garland's been pretty disappointing this year.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna make a giant giant jump.
And then Mobley, I thought they were both making giant leaps.
I thought he was gonna make a jump like Maxey made this year, but he just didn't do it. And I know. You know, Mitchell's pretty solid, but he's not a superstar.
Yeah, he's like that Kyrie Irving. Like, if he's a second player on your championship team, or like on your team, you can
that's great
potentially win a championship.
But he's not leading that team.
No, he can't be number one. So yeah, you guys think? I think Cavs in 5. You say Cavs sweep.
Cavs sweep.
I think 5. I think 5 Cavs. I think Magic steal one. But
yeah. Hey, I mean, good for the Magic for making it to the dance in the first place.
But I think they're going to be big in the next few years.
Oh, 100%. I think that defense will win them a game.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, Mitchell, if Mitchell's cold at shooting, like, they'll be fine locking down that 3-point shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, I think Jared and Mobley can score in the paint. But Wendell Carter's not a bad rim protector.
No.
Obviously, we talk about their defense. So they can stop them offensively from producing. But yeah, Cavs in 5. So now we're going to head into the West, guys. And I think we should start talking about what the Nuggets Lakers series. I mean, that's been super competitive. As well as talking about earlier. That's also
Jokic pulling up his
groom. What'd you say, Dylan?
Grew. Yeah, Jokic pulling up his groom.
Oh yeah, Nikola Jokic and his groom outfit. Despicable meme.
That is despicable.
He's despicable now. He did him dirty, the Lakers. The Jamal Murray buzzer beater too.
Oh my god.
AD crying about it.
I can't believe they blew that game.
Yeah, the Lakers, AD crying about it in the press conference too.
Yeah.
Being like, oh,
all I want to say is LeBron is acknowledging all the bad refereeing that's gone on in the playoffs. If LeBron's saying it,
and the referees glaze LeBron too,
yeah.
So if he's saying it, it's like, you know, the officiating's getting bad. It's getting bad.
He has such a high IQ. He knows what is and isn't a good call.
Exactly. He knows the calls. And I mean, I think Nuggets take it in 5 games. I think Lakers take one. And that's given, I'm giving the Lakers credit there because you have superstars, LeBron, AD. D'Angelo can heat up.
Yeah.
Like, right, whenever. AR's been a little bit disappointing. Austin Reeves hasn't been the guy we saw last year in the playoffs. And, you know, it's bad. And I think the biggest thing is Darvin Ham. Man cannot coach that team. He's making, they have no bench right now.
Let's just go with LeGM. Let's just go with
LeGM.
I mean, he's got to do his job.
LeBron makes the moves, but it's all about the coaches to call the plays. Yeah. And it hasn't been working. And LeBron realizes, too, like, people... I saw some speculation online. Like, Stephen A. Smith was like, LeBron needs to retire if they lose a series.
I don't think that needs to happen. I mean, LeBron... I'm not going to say LeBron's still at the top of his game because he's not, but... He's got a couple years left.
He's still averaging 25.
He's like
he's still got some time left. But no, I think that game.
MJ's still the GOAT though.
I think it's a 5-game. I think it's a 5-game series at least.
Yeah, 5-game series. I respect that.
I think it's
that's giving the Lakers credit too, because the Nuggets are the best team in the NBA.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the Nuggets in 6.
Okay. Yeah, Lakers more credit.
Yeah. I think the Lakers, they could still steal those games.
Go to the Crypto Center, whatever it's called now.
I think they're not going to go down without a fight. I just think that...
Oh, they're a competitive playoff team. We saw it last year.
Yeah. I think just we're talking about Jokic and Murray here, and even Aaron Gordon is the third best player. I think a lot of people forget that he's on that team.
Right. The Lakers just got fucked with who they got first round.
Yeah.
If they got Thunder, they could have beaten them in seven.
I completely agree.
Timberwolves, may, I don't know about that one.
I know, dude. The Timberwolves are looking nice.
They're looking nice. That one I'm not too sure about, but compared to the Nuggets, I'm just going to stomp all over them. Coach Malone's probably the second best coach in the league, but you could argue first ahead of Spoelstra for me personally. But Malone, he knows the Lakers like the back of his hand. Lakers have yet to beat the Nuggets. Last time they beat them was the fucking COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to say they're at win nine since. Yeah. 80s.
That was back when Dwight Howard was playing in America, not Taiwan. That was the last time the Lakers beat them. But yeah, I mean,
last time Nova was good.
Yeah, true. We don't talk about that. But yeah, I mean, AD, like, he's been performing awesome. But last game, fourth quarter, 0 points.
Wheelchair Davis.
Yep. And I want, and also the Lakers have injuries. Like, they want Jared Vanderbilt back. He's not playing this game three.
Yep.
And he's a huge defensive piece for them. I mean, after their starting five,
he's Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah,
he's
their X factor. Yeah. Like Vanderbilt, he doesn't score a lot, but that's why you have guys like D'Angelo, AD, Reeves, Hachimura to pick you up.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, that starting five they have as Hachimura as the three with AR and D'Angelo, it actually has a good plus minus. Like, it's like 20. And obviously, you don't see the stats. Like, Hachimura doesn't perform well, like numbers wise, but you'll see like the spacing, it actually does work out.
Yeah.
But once you take one of those five out, It's rough.
I think the Lakers are a good role team, if that's the best way to put it. I mean, you have LeBron and AD. We know what the hell they are.
Yeah.
But I think after that, if you don't show up as any of those third guys, then shit. I mean,
yeah,
like, we thought I was gonna say goodbye.
Like, you see, like, AR steps up to that third spot, and then all of a sudden he's not filling that. D'Angelo tried filling that third spot. He's been kind of doing it, but he's like a Toby. I would say a little bit better, like, if I were to rank him.
Yeah,
but he's been performing well recently.
He's
also inconsistent too. Yeah. So I mean, and also Darvin Ham not knowing his rotations.
Yeah.
And also some injuries does hurt, and you're playing against the best offense in the NBA.
Yeah.
Jokic is Gru, and he's feeling villainous.
Yeah, he's here to steal the show.
He's here to make money and get paid and get the fuck out and break.
He's here to steal the moon.
Fellas. Yeah. Aaron Gordon's great. MPJ's great. I know his brother can't watch him in the stands.
Which one?
Good point. Yeah, his family's had a rough recently. Yeah. Poor Jonte. KCP, great. Just the whole team, and they're a deep team too. Like, you can get Christian Brown coming off the bench. You know, Watson. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how much depth. Reggie Jackson too. Like, he's been doing pretty solid. It's just that whole team is just nice, man.
Yeah. Christian Braun, them drafting him, was amazing.
Yeah, no,
I know that was
Christian Brown from Kansas, underrated pickup, definitely. Yeah, so next series.
He's a winner.
Christian Brown, he's a winner. I mean, Kansas won the March Madness with him, right? They won March Madness?
With him
in Kansas? Yeah. So now we're going to talk about, I think we could talk about Thunder Pelicans if you want.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Thunder, first game, it was looking close. That second game, it was like, okay, this is the OKC we saw in the regular season.
Yeah, Chet bitched.
Exactly. Valanciunas.
Valanciunas last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he cooled off in the second half. He had 20 before. There were 7 minutes left in the second quarter.
He
killed him.
Yeah, Chet's nice, man.
Yeah, I watched a play. He got bodied, and I went, oh, my. And then I was like, and then Valanciunas goes to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Chet smacked it so far, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
And then the next, I mean, like, yeah, just Chet, Shea, Giddey. That whole team is deep. And I see Isaiah Joe play, and I'm like, Sixers had him. I saw him in garbage time minutes. I'm like, this guy can shoot the lights out. And he could take over Giddey's starting job.
Yeah.
Because
honestly, he fell off.
Giddey's
averaging under 16.
Giddey and Dort.
On and off the court. It's been, Giddey's had a rough season, whether he likes to admit it or not. J-Dub. That was a good joke. I appreciate it. But J-Dub, most improved player contention. He's been awesome. And I think it's that Mark Dignold. I don't know how to say his last name.
Who?
Coach Mark. So
Yeah.
How do you say his last name? I'm not too sure. I need to learn that probably because he's been an awesome coach. He's a young coach. He could definitely stick around for a while. Sam Presti, GM, making those moves. Kaysen Wallace off the bench.
My gosh, they still have so many picks. I can't even imagine.
12 first round picks.
I can't imagine. What do you do with that when your team's already at this point?
I don't know.
I don't think they expected to be this good by now.
Trade for Gut.
Honestly, I think they will. Don't know anything, but I think honestly, Lu Dort and Giddey are probably the most replaceable players on that team.
Yeah, Lu Dort gives that size. Like he's definitely like one of the buffest players in the league,
but especially on the defensive.
If you get somebody fresh out of college who shows what Lu Dort does now, which I honestly haven't thought about too much where they are, who is there.
This draft's looking a little rough this year.
It is.
Yeah.
But in coming years, if you can find somebody like that, then I pull the trigger, because then you don't have to pay Lindor, and you got to save money for Chet, because Chet's going to demand a big contract.
Yeah, and you got to wonder how the series would look if Zion was playing for the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans would have taken a game that would be able to tie 1-1 if Zion was there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And it's all about, how do you guys feel about like the plan as a concept? Like, Pelicans had that 7 seed locked up, and they lost to the Lakers. Zion got hurt. Luckily, they won the 8 seed for them. They beat the Kings barely, when they should have smoked them probably because they didn't have Malik Monk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on it. I've seen good and bad sides from it.
And it sucks too, because Zion dropped 40 in that playing game.
Yeah.
And then boom. And then he's done. Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. As a Pelicans fan, I'd be frustrated as hell.
Oh, I would be absolutely livid. The only thing is, I mean, like, for some teams when they're hot in the back half of the season, and you know, maybe you have a rough start, but I think it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You have to be able to win throughout the season to make the playoffs. That's the point of the playoffs.
It's not the Doc Rivers, oh, it's a scheduled loss. Like, it is 82-game season for a reason.
Yeah, and you do good in those 82 games. You perform well. And I mean, it sucks for the Pelicans, too. I mean, the first game, it was looking close. I'm like, oh, shoot, maybe they can do this with just C.J. Brannon.
Yeah.
You got Herb Jones on defense, one of the best perimeter defenders. And then that second game we saw, the Thunder, like, lock in, you know, after that first playoff game. They still won the first game, too.
Yeah, Chet was beautiful defensively and offensively. They had SGA over 30. I mean, they had everything
clicking. If SGA and Chet are clicking, the Thunder are like a contender,
100%.
And we know that going in. So, I mean,
I think honestly, they're going to win this series in my eyes, but I think at the end of the day, they're kind of in a magic situation, as weird as that is, for how good they are.
Right.
I think they're so young, and honestly, SGA hasn't seen the playoffs. I don't think he has, right? He didn't see it.
Maybe when he was with the Thunder.
I was going to say, I think
Chris Paul played for them. Back in the bubble?
Maybe. I don't know.
He might have been a rookie.
It was his first year.
This whole team, like, no matter what happens, they're going to learn.
Not the SBA we know now.
Right. Yeah. They're going to learn from this. They're going to be better. I'm just saying, if they lose next round, like, they are in a great spot right now. They're killing the Pelicans. I think it'll probably be a 5-game series. I think they can take one.
Pelicans could take one. It depends if Zion can be able to come back in the series, but I don't think he will. And that sucks, man. I want to see Zion go at Chet, man. That'd be fucking
awesome. That would be nice.
That's a matchup and a half, man. Yeah, I'm taking Thunder and 5 as well.
I was going to say Thunder and 5.
I think we're all in unison.
Right? Yeah, seriously.
They're just echoing each other right now. Now the series.
I'm a Heat fan over here, but.
Yeah, that's the only one. That's crazy, man. I still took Miami. And now the series that I think, the only sweep I think will happen, Timberwolves Suns.
Yep.
What the hell is going on in Phoenix?
Bro, that biggest disappointing team, biggest disappointment is the Phoenix Suns.
Brett Beal was the most useless trade I've ever witnessed in my life.
How much they gave up for Bradley Beal, too. Gave up your whole bench. And isn't Grayson Allen, like, hurt, too? He's playing.
He's playing, but he's not playing like Grayson Allen.
The one we saw in the season, he got paid.
Yeah.
And then he fell off. Yeah. Suns, no bench. Kevin and Devin got no fucking backup. You're trying to rely on Bol Bol coming off the bench and Royce O'Neal.
Yeah.
Nurkic.
I was about to say Nurkic. Ain't the greatest big man.
Look, I like Nurkic and all. They should have kept DeAndre Ayton. And I
will back that.
I agree. I think they did Ayton wrong, though, because since 21...
Number one overall pick.
They've been trying to get rid of him since 2021, 22, whatever it was.
2021 had such a great run. It was after the past year when they lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
They wanted him gone for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of saddening for him. I mean, he'll be okay, but, you know... They just look so shitty. I don't even know if they have draft picks this year. It's not, like we said, the draft's kind of shitty, but
yeah, regardless, it's rough.
But this is saddening. You're gonna lose to Michael Jordan's potential offspring, and
yes, sir,
the big three of Cat, Naz Reid, and
Naz Reid, sixth man of the year, too.
Gobert,
Gobert, defensive player. The Timberwolves are
shout out Naz Reid for the sixth man, for sure.
Yeah, Naz Reid. I think Malik Monk should have won personally, but I respect the Naz pick.
I have seen a lot more things because I originally thought Naz, and then I saw a lot of things that started changing my mind on who
Malik was. Kind of the reason Kings made that play, and they were a little bad.
But I mean, he did have a stretch of the season where he was starting. It wasn't a while, but
right. Nas was always coming off the bench because you have Cat and
Gordon. And I think that's what the difference maker was.
That makes sense. Like majority six man.
I don't know. If you look in the depth, it should have been Malik. But
yeah,
Nas did what he did.
They were close. It was like it could have gone either way for me. I just think Malik was at edge higher. But yeah, Nas winning it. That team, Mike Conley looking like 23.
Mike Conley, like he hasn't done. He's done some things, but like he doesn't need to do anything. Like, you don't have to sit there. Yeah.
Pass the ball.
We need Mike to really turn up. It hasn't been that. It has been those big three and Ant, or it's been Ant and Cat.
Cat is what I want Mobley to be. But obviously not defensively, but on the offensive side, if you can space out and play against a Gobert, Jared Allen type, and you see how that, well, that's going for the Timberwolves. They've been looking amazing. It sucks they're going against the Nuggets second round, because I think the Timberwolves could go conference finals.
I agree. I think that's going to be a great series between them next round.
Yeah, that's definitely going seven.
Yeah.
Like, because I think Gobert and Jokic, I think, will outbeat Gobert, but Gobert could definitely slow him down.
The other thing is that you have Kat and you have Nas. I mean,
like, to help Gobert out.
I was going
to
say, if something doesn't work, you have two other big men that can rotate, that can do that.
It helps Nas can shoot, too.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, what a revitalization for Rudy Gobert. We were trashing on him last. I mean, I don't know if you guys were trashing on him. I was trashing on him.
I've never been a Rudy guy.
Him and Kyle Anderson fighting. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is a messy show right now. But they picked it up, and they looked like one of the best teams this year, because Anthony Edwards is him.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I've never been a big Rudy guy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I know he's been a good defender, but his past deploys.
You're like, he's always winning, and you're like, could have been this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was a little bit, like overhyped.
Yeah.
But this year, wow, he blew me away.
It's like, I think, great. Yeah, like, if you don't think Wembanyama should win it because he's a rookie, then, obviously, because Rudy did so good.
Wembanyama was something else, but we're not talking about that.
It's like, well, he's not in the playoffs because, like, his team's sorry.
Yeah. that's not his fault.
If he literally... Oh, dude, imagine he had, like, a Trae Young.
Oh, my gosh.
Hawks might do it, too.
But they could. They
exactly. That's besides the point. So, overall, Timberwolves, Suns, sweep, I think.
Yeah.
You think a sweep, too, Dill?
Give me five. Yeah, I think the Suns...
Kevin has to drop, like, 50.
Yeah, they might take one at home.
Yeah.
I think five. I think a sweep is more likely than not, but I'm not going to say you can't count the Suns, but...
Yeah. I'll see how Minnesota plays at home. On the road, against Phoenix. See how they do against that crowd. But it comes down to the bench, too, because Minnesota's made some good trades. Obviously, you have Nas off the bench, sixth man of the year, so that attributes to something. Kyle Anderson off the bench. Nikhil Alexander Walker's been
he has been very really nice solid too. Yes.
Also, we never brought in McDaniels starting. Been scoring. That's
my guy.
The pacing.
My guy.
The pace. The space that he brings, and the 3-point shooting, the defense, perimeter D.
He has so everything much. They need in a role player right now.
And this is like an evolved version of what we saw with the Jazz couple of years ago.
Because
it's Mike Conley and Gobert, but instead of Mitchell, it's Anthony Edwards.
Exactly.
I think Anthony Edwards is better. And his prime will be better than Mitchell. He might already be.
Wasn't cooking that much on, Thursday, Tuesday? Was it Tuesday the game? Ant wasn't doing too much, but McDaniels.
Those guys that pick you up. McDaniels and Cat pick you up offensively.
Well, that's the thing that has me thinking the Suns might be able to steal a game.
Timberwolves are averaging the most points per game in this playoff so far out of every team.
Yeah.
And that could just be the Suns' defense being sorry.
During the regular season, the Suns, they held... and under 14 points per game. I think that will be a big difference maker in one game. But
I was going to say, they can do that in one game. Yeah. That'll definitely help them out a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't know. He looks like he's going to be fine.
Yeah, but I'm just a big Timberwolves glazer right now.
No, that's fair. I'll back it.
They went from the Timberwolves Pups to the Timberwolves, man. They earned that last name. This is like their first playoff run, really. If they win the series, that's like, if you're Minnesota fans, the first time you win a series. Is that the first time they ever won a playoff series? Because with KG, did they ever go to the second round?
I was going
to
say, I think they have.
They probably did.
It might have been, I don't know, not that I
was going to say, not that it was.
We have to think about it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Just getting into the second memorable. Round. Not even conference finals, the second round. And the last series we're going to talk about here is, I think a lot of people going in, the most competitive, everyone was looking forward to it, Clippers-Mavericks. They could still go either way.
I know. I've been thinking about it a lot today.
Yeah. Mavericks, I mean, you have Luka, who I think should win MVP. Shout out SGA.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I think Luka's been the MVP candidate. Jokic, I mean, whatever. He's almost there.
I mean, he's doing his triple-double.
Every time.
He's doing his triple-double thing. And it's not voters for fatigue. Excuse me. Yeah, it's not voters for fatigue. He's just, he's able to do it. Cool. Yeah. You need to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, right.
Well-coached
Luka,
team.
Doing?
Great team around him. Yes, Luka has Kyrie, but he's been... amazing.
Jordan's won MVPs when he had Pippen as a second.
Exactly.
I don't think that matters, really.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give a guy MVP just because, he's doing this without really good players, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you play this, if you're getting the numbers Luka's getting while having good players around you, showing me how many points he's getting on the efficient numbers he's getting, and carrying that team to the 4 seed with a Jason Kidd coach team, I don't think Jason Kidd's that good.
No. Nope.
But you see the difference between him and the Lakers. I would say both with like coaches, I don't think are that good.
Mm-hmm.
But you see what the Mavericks are doing. How good they've been great defensively. I mean, the games have been lower scoring. And that's because the Clippers' defense has been also well matched as well. I think Tyronn Lue's a great coach.
I would say they have good defenders in Kawhi and Paul George.
100%, yeah. And I mean, like, you know, Harden's been trying to pick up the slack for the Clippers. Westbrook's been not been doing
He had a good game one. I will give him that.
Yeah, he did solid. Play well. He also had that for us, too. And then he shit the
bed. Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, last year, yeah. And then Westbrook, he hasn't been really doing that good in the playoffs.
He's just there.
He comes off the bench.
He gives you some energy. A couple turnovers.
Get into some fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kyrie's been doing great. Luke's been doing great. I like the defense. I think they should start Lively over Gafford.
I agree.
Yeah, I see why they had the Lively energy off the bench, but he played so well with Kyrie and Luka before the trades.
Why would you change it?
Yeah. Well, it's Jason Kidd. Like I was saying, yeah.
Blows my mind.
PJ Washington's a good fit. I like that for the Mavericks.
Yes.
Yeah, great fit for them. And he brought that energy and shooting. I mean, you can put like three guys with Luka, and he'll get him the rock. Yeah. He'll get him the shoot. And, yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, Gaff, obviously a good acquisition. It's Clippers. I mean, Kawhi, he's been, like, on and off. I mean,
we've seen Kawhi in the playoffs, though. I mean, he did it with Toronto. I'm not saying, oh, look at the past. Everybody just
right. saying. Yeah, a few years ago. It wasn't too far back. So, it's like, we've seen his track record. So, I mean, this series is tough to predict. I mean, like, what
Dylan? Kawhi is a veteran in the postseason. Just think about, like, the Spurs. I know he was a lot younger then, but Spurs.
Still even then. Raptors, like, finals MVP.
He was very good then. Yeah.
Yeah. Beating the big three Heat. I mean, obviously, he had Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tim
Parker, right,
but we have multiple factors, but Kawhi was he won the finals MVP over all three of those.
He did.
Yeah. So, Dylan, how do you think this series is going to Mavericks-Clippers?
I don't know who to pick. I don't know who to pick. I kind of don't want to pick, I guess, for the hell of it, because I like Luka. I'll say, you know, the Mavs, but it's going to be a dogfight. It's a seven-game. It's like seven-game series unless something goes terribly wrong for one team. And whether that means Luka gets hurt, God forbid, or...
But we're not
going to... We're not going to...
You keep bringing up injuries.
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, if the worst, you know, injury to happen...
It's the worst game.
Somebody's stadium happens to blow up.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, but yeah, see, so you're thinking Mavericks in seven?
I think so.
I knew going in this would be a seven game
season. I have definitely been thinking the Mavs, but the more I thought about it today, I'm going to go with the Clippers making it out of the first round.
Blue really?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I don't know.
I think seven for sure.
What do you think is like the edge that you give to the Clippers over the Mavericks?
I honestly think
your big three. Honestly, I think that's the way you look at it. If they
Zubac has been doing awesome.
Don't count him out.
If they can gel, I think that's what it. I mean, they gelled already. That's why they're here. That's why they're in the postseason. But if they can do some playoff bullshit magic,
I think it's they have that. The Clippers have that 3 through 5 that the Mavs don't have anybody to guard, in my opinion.
Zubac is hard to guard.
Yeah.
He gets those offensive boards.
Crafty.
Yeah.
People don't
give him a lot of credit.
Yes.
Because obviously you have the other three who are big names.
Exactly.
And Westbrook on the bench.
Yeah.
So Zubac doesn't really get that attention. Yeah. But
And the other thing is, if Kyrie and Luka have an off night, that's game.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the Clippers, overall, they have more that they'll be able to work with, that they'll just get it done
Clippers,
at seven.
People forget they were a deep team because they did, for to get Harden, they did trade, you know, Batum, Roko. They traded a few guys to get Harden, but they still have guys in the back, like, they got good depth that people don't give him credit for. And P.J. Tucker, I mean, he's just sitting.
He's
in the closet checking out his shoes.
That's right. I'd rather him there than on the court for us.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm still taking Mavericks in seven.
That's all right.
Because Luka is him, and he's going to play. I don't think he's an off game. I think Kyrie could, obviously. It's not Ramadan anymore, so he's not starving for wins and W's.
Yep.
That was good, right? Nah, but Luka, I feel like he's still...
He knows what he's doing.
I know, man. Luka's is locked into a whole other level, and I think he's able to pick up those guys, and I think those trades that the Mavericks did make is clutch. I mean, I have Mavericks going to the conference finals. I think they beat the Thunder next round. But obviously, they're going to be a little fatigued, but I think because of Luka, they have that playoff experience. And Kyrie's been to the dance before he's won the ring.
Kyrie's done his thing.
As a second best player. Yep. Luka's definitely a guy that can lead a team. He's a point guard that is 6'7". I've taller guys have to be your number.
I don't understand how teams passed up on him. What were the Hawks thinking?
Oh, that's that's definitely got to be one of the worst trades recently.
Oh, my God.
Because the Hawks might trade Trae Young.
Yeah.
After this year.
I'm not saying Trae Young is bad.
No, he's
gone. You missed Luka.
Yes. Like, you traded away Luka Doncic, who's crazy. How old is he again? He's like 25?
I don't even know if he's that old.
He might not even be that old. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, Luka's just a whole other level of good. I mean, if you guys want to do, I guess, like, early finals predictions right now, What's yours, Dill? Is it Heat?
DeMar the hold out in the Sixers, but
yeah. Shit. It's very early, I know, but yeah. I want this to age terribly. This is my goal.
Yeah, this will age terribly. I'll put the Sixers in there for the hell of it, because you gotta hold out hope.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Thunder. I'll put the Thunder.
Wow. Yeah. Sixers Thunder. I mean, you know, I would watch it as to unbiased perspective.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but it would just be a Joel Chet matchup. That'd be just be
that would be nice.
It's just nice to see. You know, you got Maxie and Shea going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that pick. It's not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen.
So I just, but you gotta have some fun with it. For me, either side, I don't think Sixers.
As much as I want to say Sixers and go cheer for them, there's no way.
Yeah. I think we might have the same finals prediction.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the Celtics coming out of the East, and out of the West is really hard, specifically because of the Nuggets' second round series. I think Timberwolves could shock the world potentially. Yeah. But I think I have to just stick with the Nuggets.
Yeah, Nuggets Celtics. Yeah. That's what I'm probably going for too, is Nuggets Celtics. I mean, they're a nice ass team, really.
You don't win 64 games and not go to the playoffs for the Celtics.
No,
and the Nuggets, they've
incredible record.
They've been that playoff team.
Yeah, 100%. I think the biggest thing for the Celtics though, if you can stop them from getting that 3-point shot off, that's how you beat that team. So honestly, Celtics Nuggets, that's what you're going for?
I think so.
It might be a little different, so I'm going to glaze fully. I'm going to go Celtics Timberwolves.
Really?
I think Timberwolves make it all the way to the finals.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't know if that was
Think about the matchups, too. I mean, like, you got Jrue Holiday-Conley going at it, two veterans. You got Gobert on Porzingis.
Yeah.
He's going to lock him up, bro. Cat Tatum going back at it. You know, battle of the light skins. So
Tatum would cook him, I think. Yeah, he's just so much shift.
Jaylen Brown, Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a great series too. And then both are solid defensively.
Yeah.
When the Celtics lock it. Yeah.
The only difference on why I'm going Celtics is, or not Celtics, excuse me, the Nuggets, is because I know we've talked about how good the Timberwolves have been defensively.
Yeah.
I just think they haven't been in this moment, and I think the coaching and Jokic, they'll get it done.
I think they are the best. They are the best team in the NBA that remains. I think regardless of the Celtics, I do think, honest to God, they are very, very, very legitimate to winning that whole thing.
Yeah. So Tom thinks you think they'll just go back to back finals appearances.
Yeah.
Not matter if they win, because Nuggets Celtics. I mean, that's what it looks like. It's gonna be on paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say.
And I'm gonna be honest. I hate being like, oh yeah, just give me the two best teams, because upsets are bound to happen. But
I mean, how do you think I feel about having Nuggets lose second round? Like, that's just, that feels wrong to me.
But that's the thing. Yeah. If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be that Timberwolves team.
The seeding this year was so fucking weird.
Oh my gosh. If it was labeled any more different, we would have such an amazing playoffs and conference finals. And
AC teams that could be at the top. So, I mean, I think we covered all the bases we wanted to.
Yeah.
So, any like closing thoughts you guys have at all, or what do you think?
Go Sixers.
Please win a home game, honestly. All right, I've been joined by Dylan Sissian, Thomas McGann. I've been Kyle Rudart. Thank you all for starting your morning with us. Appreciate it.